Buddy.
Good morning.
There we go. Now my volume's on. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back together.
Yay.
After Elia was away for Thanksgiving. How was your break?
My break was good. I went to California.
She went to California.
Land of the Sun. What is it? What's their slogan?
The Golden State.
I was pretty close. Golden State. That was awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty epic. Yeah. Not even I, who is from the Golden State, went back to the Golden State. I was here, and last week you heard Caroline, my friend Caroline, our friend Caroline, on air, subbing for Elia, as we subbed for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun, and there's a possibility next semester, because I will not be here, that Caroline will be full-time with Elia. That remains to be seen. But it's possible.
Stay tuned.
So today, I'm just gonna play a song for my Spotify Wrapped.
We're doing a Spotify Wrapped theme.
Of course.
But of course, we did this last year. We're doing it this year.
Yeah.
We'll do it next year.
So, I guess I'll just play a song and we'll elaborate a little bit more in a minute.
You're really gonna look into our psyche.
Yes.
was surprised. I was happy for a day in 1975. I was puzzled by a dream that stayed with me all day in 1995. My brother had confessed he was gay, it took the heat off me for a while. He stood up with a sailor friend, made it known upon my sister's wedding day. Got married in a rush to save a kid from being deported. Now she's in love. Oh, 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 I was so touched. I was moved to kick the crutches from my crippled friend. And she was not impressed, cause I cured her on the Sabbath. I went to confess. When she saw the funny sight, we introduced my child bride to Whiskey and Gin. To Whiskey and Gin.
That was Why did I blank on it? The State I'm In by Belle and Sebastian and Montreal Rock Band Somewhere by Happiness. And both of those songs were on my top songs 2022. They were probably on my top songs 2021. I would...
If we're being completely honest.
I would guess, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, do you want to explain what Spotify, the top songs are and what Wrapped is, Elliot?
Mm-hmm. Spotify Wrapped, if for all you who do or don't use a music platform, a music app to listen to music on your phone, Spotify is an app, and essentially at the end of each year, so for instance, 2022, they release something like for every person, it's called Spotify Wrapped. And it essentially just breaks down, like, what your favorite artists were, what your favorite songs were. Yeah, like, what songs you listened to the most, etc. And they make you a whole playlist. And it's very fun, because you get to look. You also, they tell you, like, what genres you listen to most. And, you know, what podcasts you listen to most. That kind of thing. And so, yeah, they give you this whole little playlist. And you get to look and be like, oh, I remember I played this song literally a million times. Funny about my Spotify Wrapped. Is that my top five songs were, two of them were also my top five songs in 2021, which I know is not that rare. It just were, they're the songs that were on both were Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish and Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. That is, I feel like that is unusual. I mean, it depends on how much new music you're cycling through or moving through. But like I said, like I listen to, there are some songs that I will be on a kick for mm-hmm. like 2 years at a time, mm-hmm. for example, or like an artist I'll be listening to over the course of a December through into the next year, into the January of the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like my top artist was my top artist last year, and I'm having a hard time believing that they were my top artist this year because really? I don't even remember the last time I was consistently listening to them this year, mm-hmm. outside of like a song here or there listening to a new release. Because like I wouldn't, if you asked me what my favorite artists are, right now, I would not say
you would not
this
say
group.
The people on this
I like
list.
Them. I like them. But I don't think I would say these people on this list. But then again, I'm not sure if the Wrapped is like pretending to tell you what your favorite artists are. Because
I feel like
your favorite artists aren't even necessarily the people you listen to the most, in my opinion.
Your favorite artists?
Yeah, like I
think it's the people. Well, I think it's people. I think it could be people that. Well, right, the breakdown is like you listen to their songs the most. That's like what they say, like out of all the time you spent the most time. But right. I actually feel like it's opposite where like those or like not the opposite, but as in those maybe aren't your favorite artists, but you might have listened to them the most. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
so
okay,
like
okay.
I'm doing homework a lot, right? I'm working a lot. So I have to listen to only a certain type of music is conducive to that for me, right? Mm. When I'm writing, when I'm doing that. So I'll listen to something that requires less attention from me,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. And then I was going to bring up another point. My other point was that it tells you, Spotify, like Elia said, tells you your top genres that you listen to and then your ultimate top genre. My top genre was rap, and yet there wasn't a single rap group or rap song on my top. So I feel like maybe that was a glitch, honestly, genuinely. Mm. I definitely listen to a couple rap artists pretty regularly, but not nearly as much as the artists that made my top five.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Very interesting.
That is very interesting.
Next, we have a classic from Elia's top 100 song playlist.
Mm-hmm. A real classic.
A real classic. I'm sure you played it on this station before, on our show.
Oh, 100%.
It's Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty.
We'll see you after.
Thank you. Telling you everything I can never.
feel like I'm walking the tightrope of love in your circus ring. If I were to follow the demon last day, even though you're right under me. So I'ma take my time, go with the flow, can't get to and go. You gotta face that I just can't say no to. Thank you.
Okay, that was, as I said, Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty. Then we had another one off Elia's Top 100, You're the One, Key Trinata, a great one. And then I followed that up with some, you know, synth, Daft Punk, Something combo. About Us, which, great song. Kind of meme-y. People know what I mean by that in that context. Uh-huh. Like every time it comes on, I'm like, I need some like micro sunnies. I just need to be sitting here, like, like nodding my head and looking cool. Give me a glass of cold grape juice.
Yeah, fresh pressed, please, darling.
It's halfway through our show. We usually read a PSA. Do you want me to pick one, Elliot, or you want to read?
How about you pick and I read?
So okay, it's like okay, I love that thing. Idea. Usually, I feel like we usually pick beforehand, but I'm just going to close my eyes and okay, out of this massive too. Binder of PSA options. Okay, I'm nervous. What if it's like... Oh, this is actually relevant for us.
Oh my God, this is so relevant for us. We'll tell a story afterwards. Maybe, dare I say, after a break so that you guys, we keep you wanting.
In suspense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, home fire preparedness. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help you keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Well, well, well. Boy, do we have a story.
Thank you, Elia.
Thank you.
We do have a story. The fire department came to our house last night.
Yeah, that's just to make a long story short.
Yeah.
Essentially, this is what happened. We won't wait till after the break.
We won't
keep you wanting. You know, we heard this weird banging in our kitchen. I get up, I look around at this spot above our oven, and it starts to smell vaguely like gas. And then I get down and I'm like, it is smelling like gas. And so I was like, everyone leave, because there's a gas leak. So we leave the house, we're all standing outside, it's pouring rain.
Pouring rain.
Absolutely pouring. And then we obviously call the fire department. We're like, hey, we think we have a gas leak. While we're standing out there, everyone's like, does it really still smell like gas? So I vaguely, I open the door really quickly just to smell. And it stinks of gas. Like, yeah. So clear.
Like, we could smell the gas from inside the house outside.
Yeah.
I was sure it was a gas leak. Not that I've never experienced that before.
No, yeah. I mean.
What else could it be?
No, literally. I mean, the quickness of it. So, they get there. They're like, you guys should go stand on someone else's porch. So we have to move to another person's porch, while the fire department goes into our house. And within like maybe 2 minutes, they come back and they're like, one of your burners was like not on, not lit, but it was on. So gas was being released, but, our little device didn't even like catch any. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then we got to go back in our house.
Yeah. The craziest part about it, and I'm sure everyone knows this. Well, like, they show up with, like, an army of people.
Yeah, it was insane how many people
like,
were
10 there. People, like, walked, 10 firefighters, who are huge, by mm-hmm. the way, walked and just, like, walked into our house.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that before it'd be nothing. This is the first time this has happened to us. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it makes sense that we made it this long. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, and I thought and the culprit of it all was me. I actually know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Because I leaned on it.
Yeah, so Elia caused the incident, but also saved us from the incident mm-hmm. that wasn't actually
was
an incident.
I was so quick on my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I feel like living in college, you gotta call the police at least once, am I right? Or the fire department.
Fire department.
Yeah, not the police.
Yeah. Our neighbor was very nice. Like, I've never met him before, though. He saw us standing out in the rain. He's like, come on to my porch. Like, are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? He was there for the drama.
Yeah,
he was there for the drama. He immediately showed up on his front porch, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I would do the same thing.
Yeah, I would be like, so tell me. I would bring them in with a cup of tea.
No, exactly. So
tell me everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was our incident.
That was our incident, and that's why I randomly flipped to the fire PSA.
Yep.
I guess we're gonna go
your
back.
Your fingers just knew.
Yeah, they knew. My magic fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll resume our Spotify Wrapped. It's actually my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Terry. She always listens to the show. She's a faithful fan.
Aww.
A loyal, faithful fan.
Is. We've got some loyals on here.
We do. My grandpa's also listening. Hey, he's been starting to listen.
Hadar listens. My sister listens.
Yeah.
My mother listening.
Yeah, we got the family showing up, showing out.
Mm-hmm.
But I will play a song for my mom a little bit later that actually happened to be my top song.
No way.
It's a song that she likes, off an album she likes. So I'll play that song in a little bit, and then I'll reveal, do a little birthday gift reveal, perhaps.
Ooh, we've never had one of those on this show.
An unboxing?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'll take a video.
There's nothing to unbox. But
podcasting. Sorry.
There's nothing to unbox, but you can take a video of me.
Yeah. I'll take a video first.
All right, what am I gonna play? I'm gonna play Raisins Under the Sun, Yousef Days off an EP. Oh.
Oh.
Haven't heard this one in a while, but it's on my top 100. We'll enjoy it together.
Let's hear it.
No bye, no aloha. Now may die.
All right, I'm sliding back in to correct myself. That was Raisins Under the Sun, the desert version, live in Joshua Tree, by Yusef Days. I made a mistake with the cue. How do I make this confession? The song that played first was No Aloha by the Breeders from Last Splash, 1993. I played that track before on the show, just wanted to correct myself before we get into some more of Elia's tracks. I guess something about Yusef Days. I saw him play with his group at the Newport Jazz Festival, and it was one of the best shows I've seen.
Ooh.
And I was just really, really, really into it.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job. His sax player, who you can hear on the track, is like a total cornball in my opinion. And he was like that. And he was like that live too. Like, I don't know, all of this kind of like high paced, innovative drumming happening, mm-hmm. and like awesome keys, and the sax will just like come in so like comically sensually. It's like, okay. But yeah, great show. Just wanted to throw that out there. If you ever get a chance to see him, you should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next we have Useless by Omar Apollo, and then maybe another Elia track.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where she takes us.
There when I close my eyes, so hard to reach. smiles turn into crying. It's the same release. And you always know. And you always know. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl.
Shoulder, I need you to understand. These are the earthquake drills that we ran under the freeway overpass. The tears behind your dark sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.
Fantastic. That was Summer Girl by Haim.
Love that song.
Yeah. I forgot about that song. You played it, I think, on the radio, and I remember being like,
I definitely
like it. I like it a lot.
It's very fun. Calm. It's very chill. Very nice.
Very calm. Very chill. Very summer.
Very summer. I did play the song a lot in the summer.
Yeah.
It was a song. I mean, it is called Summer Girl.
Summer Girl, after all.
We are summer girls.
I don't know how much time we have. I don't know. Oh, I know we have 12 minutes left in the show. But I don't know how many more weeks we have. I don't know if it's until what we leave. When are you leaving for winter break again? I can't keep track.
The 16th. So, the
16th. Okay. 2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks, yeah. And I'm leaving the 21st. So maybe another week in there, depending on what day of the week Ellie is leaving. Okay, then I'm not worried. We have time.
Yeah, we'll
be with you all.
Goodbyes, crying,
sobbing, screaming, as I tear myself away from the station.
Mm-hmm. She'll never be able to fully get away.
Mm-mm. Maybe, yeah. I'll call in because I didn't realize that because I'm going to Chile. I didn't realize that the time zone there was only like an hour behind.
Yeah, you could honestly do. We could honestly do
Eastern time.
Show.
We could, yeah. Or I can call in and whatever. But, yeah, that was, like, shocking to me, just obviously given how far away the country is. So who knows? Maybe I'll make some appearances next semester on the show. I guess I'm going to play my mom's birthday song now. Birthday song. So this was my top song, as I said, 2022. I've loved this song for a long time. It's Triste, but it's the Elis Regina Antonio Carlos Jobim version. I asked my bass teacher if we could learn this song. And he was like, whoa, you want to learn Triste? I feel like that's an unusual request. What version do you want to learn? And I said, this version. And he was like, you don't want to learn the Joao version, which is kind of which is the more popular version. There are many, many different covers of this song by different artists. And I like this version a lot.
So we're going for this one.
This version, yeah, in comparison to other covers, is in a different key. So I think it made it harder for him to, like, teach it to me. But, beautiful song. Happy birthday, Mom. I miss you. I'll see you soon. And I guess I'll just tell you what I got you for your birthday. On air. All right, reveal time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going to see the Los Angeles Ballet perform the Nutcracker.
Woo!
Before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, in the afternoon. I think it'll be fun.
I'm very excited
because that used to be a tradition of ours, and we haven't done it for a long time.
It's going to be life-changing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would play some Tchaikovsky from that ballet, but I think we'll just stick to the Spotify Wrapped. I don't think it's that kind of morning.
I don't think so at all.
All right, here's Triste, Elis Regina, and Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Saber que ninguém pode viver de ilusão, que nunca vai ser, nunca vai dar. O sonhador tem que acordar. Tua beleza é um avião demais para um pobre coração que para pra te ver passar. Viver de ilusão, que nunca vai ser, nunca vai dar. O sonhador tem que acordar. Tua beleza é um avião demais para um pobre coração que para pra te ver passar. Só pra me maltratar. Triste é viver na solidão.
Control. I hadn't seen you since I was about 16 years old. But then you called me up the other day. I was shocked, oh, what could I say? And your voice exactly the same. And it makes me feel
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.